Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 friends and listeners. I'm Sister Keisha, and I'm back in the studio today to complete our second part of our series called The Spirit of Singleness. I am so happy to be back here on Blog Talk Radio to help those who are in need of a spiritual word from God, who has been waiting for God to deliver them from different types issues when it comes to being a single person or a married person. Today, I want to introduce the spirit of Asmodee. This spirit is a spirit of lust. Many believers are dealing in their day-to-day life with different lustful spirits. The spirit of lust can cause deception and can destroy many godly and faithful relationships by people who are dealing with a lot of worldly ungodliness. Today, I hope that you, my friends, my family, those who are believers of faith, begin to take this spirit seriously. You will begin to do their own research, too, so that they may be able to have freeness from the spirit of Asmodee. I'm going to be coming back on the air shortly after we finish our music. And once we get back on the air, we'll go right into the message. Praise God, praise God, and praise God. I'm back here, ready to share the message today on the spirit of Ashmedi. Before we go into the message today, I want to start by going into prayer. Dear Lord God, I thank you so much, Lord, for your word. I thank you for your word so that it may lead us into the path of righteousness so that we may not be destroyed. We may not be able to return to our once first love. So, Lord, today I pray that the listeners and friends and believers here today with me will learn or be able to identify this of Ashmedy in their life, and they may come to you with a repentant heart, so it will be removed from their lives and they will be set free. I thank you for your word. In Jesus Christ's name of Nazareth, I pray. Amen. Today, again, like I said, I wanted to go into the spirit with our lesson. We had talked about a couple months ago. We had to go off the air for some time, and I felt really led and compelled to come back and finish off the series before we move into any other topics. So today I'm here to try to expose another one of the spirits that is having to do with difficulties in marriage, trying to sustain for marriage, and actually having spirits to deal with, having spouse spirits too that might be in your relationship with either your marital partner or it may be attacking you in your single life. But the last time we were talking in regards to the spirit of singleness, we were dealing with an area on the spirit of Ashmedaeus. We had a very huge conversation in regards my co-host Vanessa and I were speaking in regards to different scenarios and why people are maybe having difficulties with remaining single, or why they feel confused. Why am I not married? Why am I not good enough to be married in the eyesight of the Lord? So sometimes what God was showing me that it's not always so much about us and not being able to be married. It's what we need to work out of us before we get to the place of marriage. And some of us are, on the other hand, who are married and who are dealing with difficulties in the marriage is because we were not delivered from certain things before we entered into the marriage. So today I want to tackle one of the spirits, which is called Ashmedy, which this spirit does represent out of the seven deadly sins. It's linked to the spirit of lust, okay? And, you know, lust is a very small word, but it has a lot of weight to it, okay? And it has a lot of different attachments to that word. It is very, very serious to be held in captivity with this spirit of Ashmedy. When you are actually a person who are under an influence or the spirit of lust, you may have lust for different areas of life. It doesn't mean that you're just sexually aroused, but you may have lust for sexuality, confusion with those types of things in your sexuality area, or you may be dealing with lust of money, power, greed, all kinds of things. People are bound by different areas of life that has to do with the spirit of lust. And the Word of God is trying to remind us today, child of God, that God doesn't want us to have anything or no other God greater. We should not have another God in our life altogether if we are walking in faith as a believer. If we read in the Bible, we recognize that God is the one who always says, I'm the Lord thy God. And that's what the Lord was ministering to me when I was writing this message. He was saying, you know, a lot of my children are locked and kept away in the church by believing they are serving me, but they are also serving other gods. And then they're wondering why their lives are not coming together, why their season isn't coming together. Like the singer was saying, you know, it should be working out for your own good. If it's not working to your own good, then there is a problem, and there's, I would believe, that's holding you back from your season. So let's get into it. You know, today the Lord again said, you know, that in these last days, the enemy, which is Satan, will do his very, he will work very hard on a believer's heart to sin against God. And a lot of people
may realize that they have desires and they want the Lord to bless their marriages, or they want to be married, but they haven't worked on themselves and the things that have hindered them all along. There's a lot of people who are walking under the spirits also of influence. So when they are around other people, they're no longer themselves. And that's not good, because you have to learn how to be very stern on what you believe God is telling you. You can't allow someone to influence you to do something else so that you take your life path off, you know, your life off the path that God would have you to be. And a lot of times that's how the spirit of lust will start developing in a believer's life. They will see something they want or see something someone else have, and they will even go so far to ask them, you know, what is it and how did you get this, you know? And that can be very hard person who really do not recognize that we have to be accountable for the things we do and what we say. And that also God's plan for our life is different for each one of us, even though we may all share some of the same gifts and talents. But in retrospect, the Lord has a plan, he says in Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows the plans that he has for you. And that's important, that if you are a believer in this day and time, you have to depend on his plan for your life, not man's plan for your life. What's good for someone else may not be good for you, but sometimes it will introduce us into a world of covetousness. And I want to get into that series on another topic, but it will begin to start opening doors to different spirits that can enter in through our own lustful appetite or our own desires that we have not really been delivered quite from. So it's important that we stay focused and ask the Lord to help us, get us out of these different areas of our life where we are not able to really connect with him. We're not able to really allow his will to be done in our life, you know. And in Revelation, the Lord was saying, Revelation 3:16-18, he says, the Lord thy God has caused, you know, he will cause his word, you to be spit, are spewed out of his mouth when you are considered lukewarm. So the Lord was saying here that, you know, a lot of believers are in this day and time. They are in the church. They are very dedicated. They're very faithful, but they are walking in a lukewarm positioning. They're not in a position where they're all the way in for the Lord, or they're on the other side. They believe that there's faith in the middle. And child of God, there is no such thing the middle, okay? You are either for one God or you against the other, okay? And so the Lord wants us to be mindful in the same time that he is watching our performance. He is watching how we are interacting with him, or how we are willing to try to initiate a relation with him, because that is the purpose that he made us for us to be in fellowship with him, not to be in fellowship with him. Yes, we understand that sin has come in and it has ruined the true plan of God, but God also did allow a redemption plan. So there is no reason for us as true believers to be walking halfway in the middle just so we can what? Enjoy our own sin. A lot of times I've heard people say, you know, Sister Keisha, you know, I believe in the Lord, but I feel like the Lord, he takes too long. So that's why I date. That's why I do all these things. And I don't know if that's wrong or not, but that's what I'm being taught, that I'm supposed to date. I'm supposed to look, be ready for the person who will marry me. Well, I wouldn't say that you're not supposed to be ready, but when it comes to you actually going forward to put your own plan in motion and try to find someone, then that's where we always tend to get off track. And see, our spirit is bound by the way of sin closer more than it is towards the godly side. And I would say that because we like to lust after the flesh, okay? And your flesh will do nothing but get you in trouble every time. So when we see someone that we're, you know, mutually, or we believe we're mutually attracted to them,
most of the time, all of the Word of God, the things that we've been taught, kind of go out the door. It may not go all at one time, but it tends to, because your whole desire will be based around what it is you believe that you're going to get out of this. And once there is connection made and you believe that person is for you, then you can easily develop what is called a soul tie. And you start liking the person, you're not paying attention to asking the Lord, if this is the person for me, if it is the person for me, Lord, I need you to show me who he is, who she is, what this is all about. I've seen so many times, and not to exclude myself, you know, you meet people and they do seem like they're so appealing. Their spirit is right. Their walk seems like it's right. Their talk seems good. But for some reason, when it comes down to them actually being an equal for you, it never works, you know. So it can be very discouraging. But I've seen also other people, too, that they will see that happen and they will not challenge that. They will just kind of go into a relationship hoping that, you know, the person is going to turn out to be for them. But that's a trick, and that's a very deadly trick, because one of the things with God, he will never lead us, and he will never mislead us and cause us to handle anything more than we can handle. You know, he doesn't want to tempt us, because he knows that we're still, you know, walking in the flesh as well as in this. Truly have seen, you know, myself in the past before I got delivered from a lot of different spirits that were haunting me. I didn't even know these spirits had existed, but I had to really seek the Lord, and I had to deal with it in prayer. It's not something you can just go to a person and say, well, you know, I read a book, so now I'm free. No, you have to deal with those spirits in prayer, through spiritual warfare. And as God began to start delivering me, I started noticing why it was taking me some time to be able to get into a relationship, because there was a lot of doors that had been open, honestly, that I didn't even know were open, but they were open through bad relationships, misinformation that was given, and people who were influencing me based upon their results. And, you know, it's good when someone tells you the story, how they met their mate, and you know, how God will do the same for you, but you have to really examine, is this God or is this me, you know? And in order for you to enjoy the benefits of the blessings of God, you have to make sure that that is going to be really God's person for you. To go ahead of God or to believe that this person is the one for you, and you find out later this person isn't for you, then you put yourself in a place where literally you're a walking target for anyone to basically hurt you if that person, or if you're not walking in the right spirit. And so, you know, so that's one of the things that I try to, when I do minister to people, I try to make sure that they identify that they're hearing from the voice of the Lord thy God, because it's so easy for us as individuals to believe that because we see something in front of us or someone in front of us, this is God. And I like to, you know, make sure for my own protection, whether I have to pray about it, I have to fast, I have to stay away from it until I get a real confirmation, because I don't want to make the mistake to believe that this is God and it isn't for my life. And so I would encourage those who are actually right now in the process of dating someone, they are looking in the hands of marriage, that they may want to make sure that that is God. Because once you get married to someone, you're supposed to stay married to them for the life of the marriage. And you're not, and the Bible says, just to your part, you know, those are the vows that you take, and those are serious vows. So you don't want to get married and realize, you know, 30 days later, this wasn't what I thought it was. And unfortunately, that has been the case for very many people. So the other thing, you know, the Lord was telling me, you know, is that the reason why a lot of his children have fell under misconception and under the spirit of lust and under the spirit of Ashmedea is because basically they have forsaken him. And
with the ideal that the Lord says that he will spit them out of his mouth, he's saying these are people that has already said and recognized that I am a good God. And so he's very upset with that, because you already know, after he has been good to you, you now have decided to turn the other cheek and go to another God. So God does not like when we put ourselves in relationships with other people without his permission. Sometimes it's for our own good to acknowledge God. And really, in all cases, it's really for our own good to acknowledge God, I would say. But there's times where it's very detrimental, because when we open the door up with different relationships and people, we do not recognize that we may be walking into a relationship with someone who is serving another God. And if you become close to that person, you too will be like them. The Bible says if you touch a defiled thing, you will become like unto it. So in Joshua 24:20, it says, if you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end unto you after he has been good to you. So it's very important not to play with God, not to try to use God to do great works for you and to get you promotions or to get you things you want, financial success, and then turn your back on him. That is going, his word says right there, he's going to bring you to an end. And many believers have found themselves being a part of a very complicated life because of the proclamations that they've made in regards to how good God has been. And they don't realize that scripture is very clear when it says, you know, after you have been under God's goodness and then you turn away, God is going to destroy you. That's what his word is saying there. I'm telling you, be careful at saying God has been good to me and then you're over there serving another God. And so just to move on, because I'm running with time, a lot of times that God tries to deal with us when it comes to the deception side of everything, because we may have other believers or friends, family members who are saying, oh, the Lord is okay with us, you know, committing adultery. All we have to do is ask for forgiveness, or we're just human and we may just fall into certain types of sin. But the Lord is very carefully in Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap in return. So a lot of single people are suffering from a lot of bad choices because they've sowed bad seeds, and they have not, they've been playing with God. They've been saying, okay, God, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to see anyone. I'm going to give my life unto you. But then they continue to go back and forth, and eventually they begin to reap what they've sowed, okay? So the Lord has also a thing, too, is that he would never, again, like I said earlier, he would never put more on you than you can bear. So if someone in your life, you met someone or you have someone there and they are really needing a lot of your attention, they are observing all of your life, something's wrong, because there has to be a balance when you're dating or you're married to someone. If you are a believer, you are still responsible to have a relationship with God yourself. It's not based upon just you and him, even though it's two coming together as one flesh, but both parties should be in a relationship with the Lord if you're trying to seek a godly marriage, okay? And also, too, the Lord was saying, you know, this spirit that we were talking about earlier, which is called the spirit of Ashmedi, it's very, very potent when it comes to children, and the exposure these demons are coming through the TVs, movies, online smartphones, when they're watching their YouTube channels, all of Instagram, you're seeing photos of new people. It's a very, very uncontrollable lust that comes upon the children, and before you know it, they're actually operating under pornographic, masturbation, fornication, and then some in harlotry. So you want to be very careful if you are allowing your children to see these types of things on the smartphones. You have to monitor. You are responsible as the parent of those children, and you are responsible for your own individual behavior, because some of us adults are too looking still at things we shouldn't. Or if we have those people on our Facebook or our media sites, we're still allowing them to be a friend. And that's another area where that lustful spirit will begin to start coming in. I just want to encourage you, because I'm really running with time because I had to start late, but I'm telling you now, hell is real. And the Lord has told me to come here online and share with you who are dealing with the spirit of lust to repent right now. Wherever you're at, begin to repent, because we are in the last days and we cannot afford to be allowed, you know, to be hanging on with things and that does not reflect the will of God for our life. And if we're caught up with different spirits, or we're caught up with sexual immorality, if we're caught in relationships that are not in the will of God, we're in trouble. You can be left behind. And I'm telling you now, if you want to do more research in regards to the spirit of Ashmedee, you can feel free to go online and look it up for yourself. You may realize once you're doing your own personal research that you may have different symptoms, or you may have been in contact with spouse spirits, different spirits that will handicap your ability to walk right in the things of God. So I just wanted to briefly come through and let you know I'm going to close out this the Spirit of Singleness series. And we will be back on the air shortly so that we can bring other topics. And I hope that you will share our message today to one of your friends, family, or any of your websites so that they can also be aware of the spirit of Ashmedee, okay? And I look forward to your comments, your emails, if you have any testimony stories in regards to dealing with spiritual spouses, spirits of lust, where you don't understand what can you do. We will definitely be in agreement with you in prayer. So send your emails to sendforthyourword@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment below this show page, and we will definitely get in contact with you. We appreciate you tuning in again to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry, and I hope that you all have a wonderful and blessed day.